Love that band. Mike, and these cats, man, they came to the U.S. and crushed it, man. These cats were awesome. They were just awesome, man. Love them like I mentioned. I forgot to mention, and you reminded me, they're from Scotland. And these cats, there's a history behind it. As a matter of fact, I told the professor, perhaps we can get the professor on with us next week. I believe that is the 22nd, if memory serves me correctly. And that's next Thursday night, folks. You don't want to miss another episode of Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast, because we mix it up. Different genres of music. You'll hear some country. You'll hear some blues. You'll hear,
hear stuff you've never heard before.
Look, I tell you what, I'm hearing stuff I've never heard before. That's the most exciting part about it. Now, speaking of the professor, in case we have this audience doesn't know or don't know who the professor is, right? His name is Mr. L. Roy Board III. We're talking about a walking musical encyclopedia. I mean, this cat knows stuff. He also has a book out. He has an autobiography of Michael Jackson called Blessed His Soul. And you guys ought to read. It's a great, great read, right? And he's on with me every Monday night, and we do a show called Monday Night Madness. Monday Night Madness is a musicology show, and we talk about musicology. What I mean by that, the history of music. We go to the life, the legacy, the background, the inspiration, the family upbringing. How were this particular artist or group, did they have musicians in the family? And what I find, Mike, is sort of like the seasoning on the steak. We all love music, right? But if we knew where it came from and how it came about, it kind of makes that more, to me, more flavorful.
Yeah, you got to put some clue in the coffee, you know?
Yeah, look.
You know, the professor would be an excellent one to talk about. You're talking about the group that came out of Scotland, but look at all the fabulous groups that came out of Great Britain that did extremely well here in the States, here in America.
Absolutely.
You know, just thinking off, I mean, everybody knows the Beatles and such, but look at all the other groups that came out of Great Britain that did had huge hits here in America.
Right. Well, the professor and I, we have covered some of those groups as well, because the professor and I'm guessing we've done, if not over, close to 300 shows or so over the last several years, and we've covered groups from around the world. It has been an amazing experience for me, Mike, because I'm learning so much about these various groups that I didn't know. I like the music, some music I never heard before, but like I said, knowing the background of it, it just makes it that much better. So, folks, also, Mad Mike and I, again, we are on Thursdays. On Fridays is normally Red Cup Friday night. Tomorrow morning we have a sports show. You guys, you sports enthusiasts, turn in at 9 a.m. right here on the East Coast. Mike is 6 o'clock going to West. Mike is up that early, with the horses and the ranch and everything like that. So I'm sure he's up saying, some of you guys, they're early risers on the West Coast. Check us out if you like sports, all right? And then on Sundays, we play gospel. And then Sunday night, we generally do the Boomerang. The Boomerang radio show. Mike, I got to drop a quick announcement about that. I had Mike on the Boomerang radio show with me, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and we talked about holiday safety and situational awareness. Folks, one of the most important shows that we could ever do. Mike and I have done it before in the past, but I had Mike to come on prime time, and prime time on Sundays is around 6 o'clock on the East Coast and 3 p.m. on the West. And so we were talking about that. And so we won't have a Boomerang radio show, another one, until the 8th of January. And that's when Mike will come back along with Sergeant Moffitt. We have Dr. Rudolph Demery, Dr. Sims, Ann Wooten Taylor, and hopefully, Danny Tisdale. You didn't meet Danny Tisdale. And there was one other host that you didn't get a chance to meet, Mike. And hopefully Dr. Harris will be there. We have a great, great panel, folks. And we're talking about, we need to be aware not only during the holidays, which, you know, it's heightened. We need to have heightened awareness on holidays, but throughout the year. And this is a valuable, valuable program for the entire family. Would you agree, Mike?
Well, there's a whole lot more crime that occurs during the holidays, which is sad that we have any of any crime going on at all. But it does happen all year long, every day, every hour. There's crimes going on, and you're subjected to it as soon as you walk out your door. Sometimes you don't even need to walk out your door. It comes to you.
Yeah.
But is situation awareness and your safety, when you're driving, when you're on your computer, when people knock at your door, what kind of locks do you have on your door? Your lane placement when you're driving, what do you have in your trunk in case something happens?
Right. And you know, something else. Are you stuck in a pattern? Do you do things like around or on the clock each and every day? Because people are always watching, right? Do you go out jogging at a certain time of the day, or do you do certain things a certain time of the day? Do you take the same routes home? You know, and we're not trying to stoke paranoia, folks. We just want you to be aware of your surroundings.
You know, are you watching to see who's following you home when you're driving?
Did you
ever think about that? And if somebody is following you, you definitely don't want to drive to your home.
Right.
You want to drive to the local police department, or you want to drive to where there's a market that's open.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you, this is one of the suggestions I give. This all came from a program I created. It was called Refuse to Be a Victim. It's about a two-hour-long program. But if someone's following you, those automatic doors at the supermarket, you drive your car right up to those automatic doors, and they're going to open, and you lay on the horn. You're going to get somebody's attention real quick.
Wow.
And whoever the evil is that's following, the bad people that's following you, they're not going to want any of that. So,
they don't want part of that.
And your car, believe it or not, will drive on sidewalks. If you have to get out of a bad position, drive it on the sidewalk.
Stay
away from the mailboxes and the lampposts.
Okay? Yeah. You know, whatever it takes to keep you safe, okay? All right. Without harming anyone else.
We're going to talk about that in January, right?
January 8th. Folks, mark your calendars. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. on the West, 5 Central, and 4 Mountain Time. You all covered. You guys are around the globe. I don't know what time, you know, that is, right? Wherever you are, okay? But anyway, we are global. As a matter of fact, for our global audience and those of you who have family, friends, or acquaintances overseas, and they want to visit you like for them to visit the website, that's studiow.buzz. Matter of fact, you type in studiow.buzz, you can reach us anywhere around the world. And also our apps should work anywhere. I know it did over in Italy when I was there, in Germany and Croatia and, you know, I guess Greece. I think it'll work there too. I mean, work here too or anywhere. But Mike, got a couple more songs. Let's get back to the music. And we'll be right back. Mad Mike Wild Will, Coast to Coast. Little Big Town, Girl Crush.
I got a girl crush.
Excellent video on YouTube, too.
Hate to admit.
Might have to check that out.
I got a heart rush. It's slowing down. I got want everything she has, that smile and that midnight laugh she's giving you now. I wanna taste her lips, yeah, cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her magic touch, cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush. I got a girl crush. that she's pulling you in. Lord knows I've tried. I can't get her off my mind. I wanna taste her lips. Yeah, cause they taste like you.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright.
Hey, that's good stuff. Hey, we're back. Hey, this is Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast right here on The Buzz. Two great songs there, Mike. Let me go back here for a second because that one, Girl Crush.
Yeah, Little Big Town.
Yes, never heard that. Beautiful song.
Yep. And then the other one. Was used in, have you watched the movie Guardians of the Galaxy?
No, but I did. I have heard that song before. That one I've heard before, but the one prior, like I said, Little Big Town, I hadn't heard that before. That's a beautiful, beautiful song. Love it.
Yeah, I think that one that was used on Guardians of the Galaxy, I think I came out in the early 70s, as best I can recall.
That sounds about right. Like I said, I have no, I don't know anything about the movie, but I do know the song because that was a popular song.
Highly recommend that you rent the movie, buy the movie, whatever. Guardians of the Galaxy, fabulous movie. And the soundtrack is something like what you and I are playing right now. It's all over the place and just excellent, excellent music. So if you haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy, if you want to hear just the soundtrack, you can go to YouTube and listen to it there. But yeah, that's one of the songs off of that. And I think that song's been used in a couple of different movies.
All right, excellent, excellent. Now I've got a couple of songs coming up here, and this is from my Platinum Party mix. I call it my Blockbuster 1000. I'm almost up, Mike, to 1200 songs on that list right now. Okay. And I've got, it's all over the place. A bunch of different genres, just great music. And I'm going back. I'm going to pull up some Southern Soul for you right now. This one, I'm not sure whether you heard this one or not. Are you familiar with the artist Tucker? Tucker. T-U-C-K-A.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe if I hear the music, it might ring a bell, but no, I don't remember the name anyway.
Check it out. This one is called Big Train.
All right.
Hello? Hello? Yeah. What's that? Nah, man.
Just like our relationship, that was a lie.
Talk to us.
Oh, big train, I keep on rolling. this time, y'all. There's a deer in the hole in the wall. Mm-hmm. 3 o'clock in the morning, all the damn clubs are closed. I went to this place, y'all. I didn't want anyone to know. I walked into the room, had my nose in the air. It's 7 in the morning, and I'm still in there. Let's go, baby. To the hole in the wall. Oh, yeah. I've had my best time, y'all. Yes, I did. In the hole in the wall. I took my high-class woman with me the next night. She didn't want to get out of the car. She said it didn't look right. She walked into the room with her nose in the air. It's 7 in the morning, y'all, and she's still in there. Smoke-filled room, whiskey and chicken wings. People dancing and drinking, and no one wants to leave. Let's go, baby. Oh, yeah. To the hole in the wall. I wanna go there. I've had my best time, y'all. Yes, I did. At the hole in the wall. I know you've heard of that before. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. And no one wants to leave. Let's go, baby. Can we go to the hole in the wall? I've had my best time, y'all. In the hole in the wall. I wanna go, baby. Can we go to the hole in the wall? I know a lot of y'all have heard of that before. It's like all the time tonight, you can hang out all night long. And I wanna go back to the hole in the wall. Somebody go with me. Let's go, baby. To the hole in the wall. I've had my best time, y'all. At the hole in the wall. Oh, yeah. 3 o'clock in the morning, all the damn clubs are closed. I went to this place, y'all. I didn't want anyone to know. Walked into the room, had my nerves in the air. It's 7 in the morning, and I'm still in there. But let's go, baby, yeah.
Male waiters. Hole in the wall.
I've had my
best time.
Yes, I did. In the hole in the wall. Hey, baby. Do you want to go, baby? Oh, yeah. To the hole in the wall. You see, baby.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, yeah. You know, I tell you what, I can relate. I can relate. And, Mike, I know you can, too. You told a story a couple of weeks ago, right? There was a place that you and I both know about. And I believe it's in DeVore. Is it in DeVore, the Screaming Chicken?
Yeah, it's called something else now, Mustang Sally's or something. I forget.
It's a hole in the wall. Yeah. Okay, my friend. Yeah. Hey, I love you guys out there, but you already know what it is, right? And Mike, I had some of my best times in places like that, man. You know, you have a lot of friendly people in there. The place is kind of rustic, you know. That's the best description I'm going to give right now. But the jukebox is playing or whatever is playing, and people are having a good time, just talking trash, right? And it's, and okay, the decor might be less than desired, you know, but it's okay. It's okay. And this place is called the Screaming Chicken. And I had some good times up there too, right? And, it reminds me, I think I told you, Mike, when I was new, I was in, St. Louis. I was in St. Louis, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri. and I wanted to go to a blues club. And the one that I found, it was a hole in the wall, man. The stage looked like it was like in the back of the establishment, right? And it was like the back porch. The back porch was the stage, so to speak, right? And the band was great. It was just fabulous, man. And I went there with a bunch of people. Well, let's put it like this. The people that I went with were ready to go too early. And I told them, they said, William, come on, it's time to go. I said, no, it's time for you to go. I'll see you later. And I just had the best time, man. So that song reminds me of that. Got more good stuff coming up, man. Go ahead, Mike.
Our other co-host just showed up.
Oh, so he decided to show up. Guinness.
Yeah, he's jealous. He's jealous because I'm talking to you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, he needs to step up to the mic and stop playing. Guinness, are you there? Being stubborn right now.
Can you say hi to William?
Yeah, would you do that, Guinness? Come on, Guinness. Look, we don't need dead airspace, Guinness. Guinness. No dead airspace. All right? Okay. All right, I'm getting ready to go to a song, Guinness. You got 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
He's being hard.
Well, that's all right. We'll be back with Guinness and Mike and Mad Mike.
There he is.
Okay, Guinness. Okay, all right. A little off on the timing, Guinness. See? You can't, now, once he gets started, you can't shut him up, can you? Oh my goodness. Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline. Where
it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, burden runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Thank you. sense to myself. No matter how hard I'm trying to, I want you all to myself. Your metaphorical gin and juice. So come on, give me a taste of what it's like to be next to you. Won't let one drop go to waste. Your metaphorical gin and juice. Oh, all of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 trying. All of the downs and the uppers keep making love to each other. And I'm trying, 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 but I can't keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself. Can't keep my hands to myself. Say you're no good, but people say what they wanna say, and you should know if I could, I'd breathe you in every single day.
Oh, 'cause all of the doubts and the outbursts keep making love to each other, and I'm trying, trying, trying.
Keep my hands to myself.
Selena Gomez.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
I mean, I could, but why would I want to?
Yes, Selena Gomez. Oh, we're going to stop the music right now. Let's stop the presses. Okay, Selena Gomez, you guys might remember her on Barney and Friends. That's when she started her acting career. Mike, you picked the songs. Let's talk a little bit about these artists because Sweet Caroline, that is a standard as far as I'm concerned by Neil Diamond. And that's been around since the, oh my God, it has to be, are we talking about the 60s, the 70s? I know at least the 70s, but does that song go back to the 60s that you know about? I don't know. Mike, you're muted. Your mic is muted. There you are.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's
back
okay.
On the mic.
Mike muted his own stuff. Mike muted the mic.
A little backstory on Sweet Caroline recently. Neil Diamond stopped performing about 5 years ago because he has Parkinson's.
Oh, I didn't know.
Dealing with, okay, but it's enough that it prevents him from performing on a regular basis because I'm sure that's pretty grueling. Oh. So they developed a play on Broadway called let me look here real quick. A Beautiful Noise, I think is what the play is. A Beautiful Noise.
Okay.
And it just came out and it's on Broadway. The opening night, of course, because this story is about him. A Beautiful Noise is his it's recounting his life and his successes and his music. At the closing of the play, of course, they had Neil Diamond there in one of the box seats, right, up on the wall.
Right.
And they acknowledged him. The guy that was portraying him as Neil Diamond, you know, waved to him, acknowledged him. The lady sitting next to him hands him a microphone.
Mm.
He's standing up in the box seat. The lady next to him, who I don't know if it's his daughter or what, she kind of looked like him, hands him a microphone, and he belts out "Sweet Caroline" to the audience.
Wow!
And the audience is on their feet. The whole production crew was on stage because they were taking their final bows after the play.
Right.
And he knocked it out of the park, and he still has that voice, man. Especially when he goes down deep, you just the gravel in his voice.
Yeah.
What a wonderful performance. And if any of you are interested in seeing that, you can find it on YouTube. And it was recently the What a Beautiful Noise or A Beautiful Noise on Broadway. And I think it happened like last week or something like that.
Oh, I need to look at that. I haven't seen it.
Really good.
Yeah. And outstanding. I must watch it. That's a much watch for me. Okay. I hope you guys are enjoying this. The backstories and the music, the fun. Hey, it's Red Cup Friday night, right? And it's Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. And then moving on to Selena Gomez. I like that song, Hands to Myself. And you know, she, really rose to prominence on as, Alex Russo on the Disney Channel, in a television series called Wizards of Waverly Place. And I didn't know that either. But Selena Gomez, right? So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, go on, Mike.
That's another one with an excellent video. Some of these songs, I mean, the songs are wonderful all on their own.
Uh-huh.
But like you're talking about, you know, a little seasoning on the steak, a little clue in the coffee.
Hey.
Sometimes watch or listening to these songs and watching the video productions.
Uh-huh.
If the video productions are done well.
Right.
Yep. Look that one up too.
Absolutely. Folks, this is a fun song right here. I'm going to switch back over again, to some, Southern Soul. One of my favorites. I'm not sure whether I've ever played this one or not, Mike, but we're going to do it again. And the title is Shunt Don't Don't. Frank Mendenhall. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, Will.
Mad Mike Wild Will Coast to Coast on a Red Cup Friday night, folks. It doesn't get much better than this.
So good, baby, makes me wanna scream. want. Sure ain't getting what you need. When you work that body, it makes me wanna work it too. You're working so good.
Come on. do it again, do it again.
Staple Singers.
Do it again. Do it. Do it.
You might remember the movie.
Gotta go back to
the
airline.
If memory serves me correctly, that was produced by Bill Cosby. Oh my God, the name just slipped me. How could I do that? Yeah, Bill Cosby and Sidney Poitier. Let's do it again. The Staple Singers did.
I thought you were referring to Sweet Caroline. It's gonna wait a second.
No. I was talking about the song I just played.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The song you just played. Let's do it again. As a matter of fact, they produced a couple of movies together, right? And they were really. I've got an embarrassing story to tell. Okay. I was in the presence of the two of them, and we were probably 2 feet apart. And this goes back to when I was at Virginia Union University, and I'm playing in the marching band. And it was our homecoming. So Sidney Poitier was on the board of directors there at my university. Okay? And so he came for homecoming, and he brought Bill Cosby came along with him. So it is a monsoon. It is halftime. It is, the rain is coming right down, and it is treacherous. It is just, however, the fans, the stands are still filled, right? So we're playing, and I don't know any mild way to put this. Our band, which is a really good band, screwed up royally. Mike, it was the most horrible experience, one of the most horrible experiences I've ever had in my life as far as performing or anything like that is concerned, right? If you can imagine this, there is the field, okay, and all this rain, and these players are playing for a whole half, right? By the time the bands come on the field at halftime, the fields are, it's just thick mud. It is just no other way to put it. It's just absolutely horrible. And the band director, he had a program that was designed for precision marching. You cannot march in the mud. You can't do it. We were losing shoes. We were losing.
Well, you can try.
No, it doesn't work, Mike. It does not work. You know, like the rhythm, the music, the songs. And we were getting off note. We were getting off. It was just absolutely horrible. And then, the genius director that we had, he finally figured out this isn't working. So he decided, by the meantime, our own school, they are, pointing at us, laughing at us and mocking us. And it was absolutely horrible. So the last song the director decided, okay, this marching thing isn't going to work. I'll just have the band stand in place. Okay. And we'll play the last song. But then at that time, Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby comes up from the back. I'm standing in the front and I'm playing the tuba. I am soaking wet. I'm upset. I'm angry. And Bill Cosby turns around and turns directly to me, points his finger and started laughing. I said, oh my, that's not all I said. Okay. But for, because of the sake of our audience, I'm going to say, I was really upset. had a cigar at that time. That's when he used to have his hair parted down the middle. Okay. And he said, always have a cigar. He never smoked, but he had a cigar in his left hand, and he pointed at me and started laughing. And I'm soaking wet, I'm mad, I'm cold, I'm angry. And so when we're supposed to, I'm gonna shorten this, believe me, I'm gonna shorten this. So we're supposed to, after we finish this song, the last song, march up into the stands. I marched directly out of the stadium. I left. I was done, Mike. I was done. I was mad.
Who's laughing now?
Look.
Who's laughing now?
I am.
Yeah, there you go.
But hey, folks, you can hear anything on this network, right? We'll give you stories. We'll give you backstories. We'll give you something that's related to us, something that's not related to us. We're just going to have a whole lot of fun. Mike, since he saw Mike going, because I have Red Cup Solo up.
I got to go back to Sweet Caroline because you motivated me to kind of look up some stuff on it.
Okay, let's do it. Go ahead.
Came out in 69. So we were, late 60s, early 70s, came out in 69. And I remember the backstory on this, but I didn't remember it until I read it again. It was that the motivation for him writing the song was Caroline Kennedy.
Oh!
President's daughter. Do you remember this?
Oh, no, 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 but this is all making sense. Okay, go on.
He saw a picture of Caroline Kennedy on a pony or something. And that motivated him. It took him like 5 years, according to what I was reading.
Wow.
5 years later, he had the song written, but it was about Caroline Kennedy.
I didn't know.
Because he thought she was such a sweet little doll on this pony or whatever.
Mm.
So, yeah,
That is great. No, I didn't know that. See, folks, that's why I love this. That's why I love what we do, because, hey, we play the music. We also tell you the stories. This one, Mike requested this. Folks, because it is Red Cup Friday night, and I don't know. I don't know whether I've heard this song or not, but, hey, look, we're going to play it anyway. It's called Red Solo Cup.
Yeah, this is another one that at the clubs and stuff, they love this.
Okay, well, let's do it. Toby Keith. I bet they do. Oh, my God.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass.
Woo. Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. Because when beer runs down front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. Lift you up, proceed to party, proceed to party.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you, Red, will do for this fella, cause you are the Abbott into my Costello, and you are the fruit to my loom.
Here we go now.
Red Solo Cup, you're more than just plastic, you're more than amazing, you're more than fantastic, and believe me that I'm not the least bit sarcastic when I look at you and say, Red Solo Cup, you're not just a cup.
No.
You're my friend.
Friend. Lifelong.
Thank you for being my friend.
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party. party. Proceed to party.
Your bumper music for Red Cup Friday.
Red Solo Cup. It's Red Cup Friday night, folks. Okay, what's in your cup? And Mike has a blue cup. Mike, you're going to have to get a red cup. You need a red cup, bro, too.
I'll have to find one.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Speaking of, you know, a red cup and having a little adult beverage, I went to dinner the other night.
Uh-huh.
Nice restaurant.
Okay.
Just nice and quiet, excellent food.
Okay.
Sat down, ordered my dinner. The waiter, mm-hmm. you know, I talked to him. I said, hey. Yeah, give me a nice glass of wine. Can I get it like a nice Cabernet or something like that?
Okay.
And he said, sure, yes, sir. He says, have you got ID?
See, folks.
I was like, ID? You know, I said, can't you tell I'm over 21? And he goes, no, sir, I was just trying to figure out if you qualify for a senior citizen discount. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't get much of a chance.
So he didn't get his 20%. Is that what you're saying, Mike?
He got like 5%. No, I would never do that.
I know, folks.
I like to think of myself as a class act.
So you are, buddy. Hey, folks, this is Mad Mike, and you see why I call him Mad Mike? He's really not a mad guy, right? But he doesn't. I'm spelling the mad with two D's. Okay. He's not an angry guy at all. But anyway, we'll be right back, folks.
Everybody get
Blurred Lines.
There we go.
Robin Thicke.